My name is Rod Brooks, born in Leeds, been basically a musician since I was 5 years old, playing ukulele, saxophone, bass guitar, through a fair few groups. The main one became the Dawnbreakers, and we recorded our first record called Let's Live with Decca Records in 1965. When I was five, my dad gave me a ukulele because he was a musician all his life. He played trumpet and drums. He taught me the ukulele, and I played that regularly, as I still remember, for 2 years till I was seven. And then he gave me his trumpet, started to teach me that. And I also was a trumpet player in Leeds Modern School Band. When I was 11, I fancied playing a saxophone, so he bought me a saxophone. And I played that, as I still do, or as I still can do. But 11, I decided I had to have a bass guitar, because we had a group called the Tremors, and a group in those days without a bass wasn't really right. So I went on to bass guitar, which was brought in Shearers, and I got onto that, being taught the basics from Jeff Christie, who you'll remember did Yellow River. And because we were just playing, we needed a singer, and I became the first singing bass guitar player in England. And I had lots and lots and lots of friends from all the well-known bands, and it was a life. It was a great life. Well, the Tremors, we played regular at a club on North Street, which was called the Tahiti, and that was a Friday night, Saturday night and Sunday night. And for probably about 6 months or maybe even more, we were the only group that played there. There was nobody else. And what happened with the Tremors was I was with a band, and we were going to play in Leeds, and that was off Ball Lane, and we were late to travel to get there. And I was living at Harehills, and I ran up the steps because I'd forgotten something. I tripped and fell onto my hand, it was my left hand, and I broke all the bones on that finger. But unfortunately, or fortunately, I managed to play that night under great pain. And when I got home, I was in agony, and my dad took me to the dispensary. And I had the whole hand and my arm covered up in some, I don't know what they call it, that stuff in those days that they used to fasten around it. And it was on there for 6 months. And this is when we all met together from different bands, and we formed a group called the Dawnbreakers. And we got cracking with that once my arm had got healed. We just all met together, and we decided we'll get the best playing musicians together, and the singer, Pete Waddington, he was the main singer. The Mecca, that was a big thing for us, because Walls Ice Cream had a national beat contest for groups all over the country. And the final was in the Leeds Mecca, and we won it, and we got paid. Can't remember how much it was. It was no fortunes or anything. And that's when we progressed on, because my uncle in London, he got us introduced to various people down there, and we were the first Northern group to play in London as well. Let's Live was a song by Aaron Neville, who he must be the best singer in the world. And we were told we would have to record our own for the B-side, which is Loving For You. it wasn't recorded in the Decca studio. It was recorded Midlands area, I think, and then sent down to Decca, and then it was released there. I think it got to about number 40, but it did well in Germany as far as I knew. Butlins was brilliant, Butlins Camps. I remember when we came out, we used to do the night time, but on a Sunday, you'd play, I think, half a dozen songs. We were always followed by loads of groups around the area, so they all used to come and watch us. And wherever we played, there were always loads of groups used to come and watch us. We were obviously very well known.